I'm Jake. I am a technical genius, apparently. I have fixed all sorts of things that need to be fixed by pushing, like, two buttons and using a pair of pliers. Listen to the Lying Media Bastard Show on radioactiveradio.org.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. Up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Can I just have a caramel brew and one of the big fudge muffins, please? It's cold in the end, man. My nipples could cut cheese. She's alright, ain't she, man? Calm down, son. Say hello to the bub. Goodness sake, it's only a word. It's not like you'll be proposing her. In fact, you're saying whatever she's sipping on right over your horn. And chill for a minute. Calm down, slow up. No harm in sitting. Wow, she's reading Jane Austen. I'm hardly Darcy, staring at my coffee. Man, get a grip, what you want? Snap out of this, you got a woman at home, but it won't hurt if she don't know that you're dreaming you could run away, but it's what you don't know. I'm sure I've seen her on the subway. Could have been her sitting in front of me on the bus the other day. So approach her subtly, she seems kind of bubbly, kissily, cuddly, lovely. Okay, I'll make the break, go to stand and trip on my lace. Try to bend down to hide my red face and break a plate. Drawing stairs like a mate, everybody hates. Well, I'm sitting in Barry, sitting at Reddit, and she's giggling and laughing at this. And how silly it is. Caught a glance like six, wear a nice set of tits that I bring. The Irish is shining on her eyelids. And in comes the shyness. Park your bum back on the seat, maybe you have to break three plates. No, she even seen you. Talk about your vet, foot your leg. Just giving you a minute in the work geek. Look at you falling on yourself to your bus feet. Not got to stay upbeat, confident. I hear chicks like that. Okay, look up, smell back. It's no hard damn, she's sexy. No wonder I feel edgy. Want to speak, feel scared. Oh, damn it, this bug just texts me. I'm supposed to meet her at TGI Friday, right about 9, and it looks like I'm quite late. Right, then I get this butter coffee and a carrot cake and a Mofsky that away. Where's my wallet? Damn, I don't have a change. I could jump to the bank, and even better, I could order it now and come back and pay. I'll just chill for a minute and chat away. Go to the bank first, that's it, mate. Right on the corner, 20 quid done now. On the way back, get bags and gum, relax. So you're gonna blow a gasket or something. What's a hold up? Queue get moving. Some mad alky spewed on a woman. Shit, just head to the shop round there, then cut through Mitchell Lane. Right there, zoom up the street, push through the peeps, and grab your six and a chewing gum piece. A little out of breath now, I'm stressed, cause I think I just poured an ounce of sweat. The hell with the look, just tell her the truth. She won't even care if you smell what I put. Just walk up, crack a joke, have a smoke. No, don't have a smoke, hide the facts. Buy a river island bag, get in jail for your hair. She won't light your hat. One last look on a glass window. I'm not that bad, I'm about to walk in. So just play cool, don't drill in a plimsolls. Okay, let's go, this is it, kiddo. Shit, she's gone, man. Where did she go? Oh well. Fuck it. Hello? Aye, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Bye.
When I heard you say what you said to me, to every dude inside, looked like you're working up an appetite for the night. Check it, by then I just sat at the back, peeping you out the way you act. Every string attack, getting out of line, and I'm yanking you back in your place. All is well and all is cool, stay in your place, don't be no fool, we'll get along all right. You look like the type that we're trying to fight. Best off being a friend of me. You don't want to offend me. Better play it cool. Don't know what I might do.
Cornbread, fish, and collard greens. I got what you need. If you want it.
Cause I'm a pimp girl.
If you want it.
I'm a pimp girl.
Cornbread, fish, and collard greens. Ooh. I got what you need.
What you need.
If you want it.
I can rock you well.
If you want it.
I can get you some Jerry Curl. Now tell me, do you really think you can walk around like a shit don't stink? I'm only you. Oh, baby girl, I'm only you.
I'm watching you.
Take it slow, change the speed. If it's food for thought that you really need, better state your claim. Get with it, stay in your lane, stop swerving. Take a seat, sit in the back. I don't appreciate the way you act, you need to fix yourself. Hurry up and go fix yourself. Can't kill nothing, won't nothing die. Everything's gonna pass you by. You don't wise enough. Wise enough. Stop pressing on love. Cause I'm a pimp, baby.
If you want me,
cause I'm a pimp,
baby. If I see it,
I want it like I get it.
If you want me,
cause I'm a pimp, girl.
If you want me,
I put the juice in there, baby.
I got what you need. If you want me,
oh yeah, and I'm a pimp, girl.
If you want me,
I can run it around. I'm a pimp girl.
If you want me,
I'm a pimp girl.
Call me fish and collard greens.
Oh,
I got what you need.
Then I got
if
it,
you
baby.
Want me,
if you want it, you can get it. You can
want
get it,
me,
get it, get it, get it, get it, girl.
Greens.
Uh-huh.
I got what you need.
Baby,
if you
what
want
you want?
Me,
I got
if
it.
You want me,
call me fish
and collard greens. I got what you need.
Well, baby, come and camp with me, yeah. I'll pimp you out. I'll see what it's all about right now, right now, right now, now. Oh, if you want it, you can get it, you can get it. If I want it, I can get it too. I'm a pimp girl. I'm a pimp girl. With a drippy, juicy, cherry girl. Drip, drip, one sip and you'll be pumped drunk. And I'll be in your bunk. Rockin' that funky funk. Rockin' that funk.
On a CD, all the shit you giving us is for the fertilizer. The seeds that you planted, you can never brutalize. A town of corporation, you can never globalize it. Like Peter Tosh said, legalize it. Girls and boys hear the bass and the treble. Rumbling the speakers in and make you want to rebel. Throw your hands up, take it to another level. And you never, ever, ever make a deal with the devil. Never send you an omen. Revolution never come with a warning.
Wow, that ended quick. I'm Jake. This is the Lying Media Bastard Show on Radioactive San Diego. Let me put on some cool instrumental music in the background right now. Let's go for... Hold on. Wait for it. There we go. Background music. That just there was Michael Franti and Spearhead doing Yell Fire from their new album that I think is going to be called Yell Fire. For that, Anthony Hamilton doing Cornbread, Fish, and Greens. At least I think that's what it's called. I might be getting the name wrong from the MP3 file name. For that, the Boss Hoss doing Toxic. Boss Hoss is a German country music act that does covers of American pop hits. Not just American. I might later on play their cover of a song by Tattoo, the Russian teenage girl group. And then before that, we had Loki doing Across the Room, Loki being a Scottish rapper, which I don't think anybody... He's from Glasgow, and I don't know that anybody has heard of his stuff or of Scottish rap before. And I got my friend Taylor in the studio. Taylor, say hello. I turned on your mic.
Hey, how's it going?
So Taylor said he doesn't really want to speak much. This tends to happen. I have people, hey, yeah, let me come to your show, and they come, and then they don't participate, and they stare at me.
Just here to watch.
So yes, co-DJing the spectator sport. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. Sorry I missed last week. I was home and it was rainy and I was not feeling it. But that means I have twice as much new music to play because I did save a music from last week. We got the B.A. Baracus Experience, Baltimore Music Club. Probably going to play the Coach Whips. I got Jim Reed, formerly of Jesus and Mary Chain, got a solo track from him. The Lovin Brothers, who are a country-ish band from like the 50s. Some of that really old country music is pretty amazing. Don't know what else. I got plenty of stuff in here. And, you know, the usual surprises. News-wise, I have to talk in depth about the South Central Farm, which sadly, as you probably all heard, the farmers were evicted and they've begun demolition on that land. If you don't remember what I'm talking about, just think back to news and jokes you heard about Daryl Hannah over the past week. because she was sitting in at the farm, and there were a number of news agencies that covered just that much. Just enough to say that they pulled Daryl Hannah out of a tree. What else? We'll talk about the Save the Internet campaign and the efforts to shut down MP3 streaming, which is what you were listening to now, which would be a sad thing. Maybe talk about George W. Bush and his visit to Iraq, the death of Czar Cowie, the World Cup, iPods being made in sweatshops. I have your mic on, Taylor, if you wanted to comment. And then this is something I'll do at the moment. Apparently, yesterday George W. Bush gives a press conference, a very jaunty press conference. I believe that the death of Czar Cowie ended up officially starting the re-election campaign for the midterm elections. I think right now we're seeing everything that we're going to hear out of the White House and Congress is going to be Republican attempts to regain office. But so Bush had a little upbeat press conference yesterday, and one of the reporters was wearing sunglasses out in the Rose Garden, and Bush kind of made fun of the guy a little bit that was wearing sunglasses. Later on, it turned out that he has some sort of eye disorder, where if he doesn't wear sunglasses, some sort of awful tumors grow on his eyes, and he's right now legally blind. And then a lot of liberals jumped along, "Oh, I can't believe Bush is making fun of a blind guy." And really, he didn't know. The president didn't know. The blind guy did not tell the White House. I mean, anybody could have made that mistake. So as much as I hate the president, let's not attack him for the stuff that isn't his fault, really. That's enough talking for the moment. What music should I put on? Well, I was telling Taylor here about the band Toto. That's not... If I didn't have a reason to lead into that, I would feel ashamed of speaking those words. Toto was an 80s band, very, very, very 80s. I can't really explain it. 80s without being synthy. But they were sort of like soulless, ballless, soft rock, pop rock. And I have here a cover song of Toto by a band called the B.A. Baracus Experience. B.A. Baracus, also a very 80s name. That was the name of Mr. T's character on the A-Team, of course. So we've got multiple levels of nostalgia and generational loathing and acoustic song. So we're going to play a little B.A. Baracus covering... And they don't sound like Mr. T. I think that's a very inappropriate name they chose. They don't sound like Mr. T. And I'm going to play that, and then, like I said, I got plenty of good stuff to tide you over with on the show today. And if you want to comment or make a song request or something, if you're listening live, put on your AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Send a message to Radioactive SD. If you're listening to the podcast and want to make suggestions for a future show, get on to send me an email. lmbradio@gmail.com, or if you prefer, jake@lyingmediabastards.com. So let us play this Toto covering non-Mr. T sounding guy. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards. Thanks for listening.
sounds cry out in the night. The single restless longing for some solitary company. And I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kitty Machado rises like a leopard above the Serengeti. And I seek to cure what's deep inside.
For the cops, though.
Cash food and shit.
Word up. 2 for 5's over here, baby. Word up. 2 for 5's. Them niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash food's everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash food's everything around me. Cream it. The money.
Here we go. Check this shit. Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. At second hand. Moms bounced on old man, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to, low goose. Only way I begin to G.O. was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking rules at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the door off. Sticking up white boys on ballboards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas. Rolling in MPVs every week. We made 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my nigga to check.
A man with a dream with plans to make cream, which fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young punk selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not. Maybe short now I face incarceration, pacing, throwing up states, my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase, selling bait. Bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed. And I ask, what's it worth? Where did you give up so I seek the old earth? Who explained working hard may help you maintain? To learn to overcome the heartaches and
I be living proof to kick the truth to the young black youth. But shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected, but now I'm a joke. It got to be accepted that what the life is hectic.
Everything around me, green, get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo. Around me,
niggas got skills, get the they money, got to do
dollar dollar bill, you know what I'm saying?
did that happen? Having crazy feedback problems on today's show. I'm Jake, Lying Me to Bastards. Thanks for listening. That was just Queens of the Stone Age doing Do It Again off of the Songs for the Deaf album, which I was discussing with Taylor, saying that that's far better than their other albums. Before that, we had had a nice mashup of... What's this crazy background noise? Hold on a minute. Let's hit skip. There we go. Mashup by a fellow called Brat. Mashup of a Jay-Z's Big Pimpin' and Billy Joel's Big Shot. It's pretty astounding how well that merged together. Then, at Taylor's request, we had Cream by Wu-Tang Clan. And then we started that off with the B.A. Baracus Experience doing Africa, the 80s classic. So let's see here. The biggest news, for me anyhow, is the South Central Forum. I checked my records. I first discussed the South Central Forum in November on this show. I didn't listen to my November show to find out what I said, so hope I'm not repeating myself or contradicting myself. But, no, 14 acres of land in the middle of South Central L.A., one of the poorest neighborhoods in Los Angeles. And it was city land. The city gave the land over to the L.A. Regional Food Bank, who then gave parcels out to 350 families living in the area. Grew their own food for themselves and for others. They were there for, I believe, 12 years, 14 years. 14 years, I think, is the number. When, I think, in 2002, a greedy, again, right out of the 1980s, a greedy land developer said, "I want your land to build a warehouse to be rich." And the city sold it to him under some mysterious circumstances. It sounded like the city did not follow their own rules about land sales before giving it away to the fella. And so the farmer's been fighting probably ever since then. I first came on the story back in November. The other organization I work for, Axis of Justice, got involved trying to help out the farmers. And it seemed like a lost cause. You know, it was a great thing to help out with. Obviously, you were on the side of truth, justice, and the American way. Well, maybe not the American way, because the American way involves a lot of losing of truth and justice. Yeah, so we thought we'd step in, try to help out. And surprisingly, the struggle lasted much longer than November. Lasted until Tuesday, this past Tuesday. After a lot of pressure and a lot of activism, the owner of the land, Ralph Horowitz, he agreed he would sell the land that he purchased for $5 million, agreed that he'd sell it to the farmers for $16.9 million, which is a nice profit. This seemed ridiculous. How are the farmers going to raise this money? And really out of the blue, in the springtime, this philanthropic organization, I think the Trust for Public Lands, comes forward and says, we'll buy it, and we'll put up $5 million if you can find the rest. And then the mayor said, mayor of Los Angeles, who... Yeah, I guess he really ran on sort of this, hey, Latinos of Los Angeles, I'm one of you, I'm looking out for your interests sort of platform. And now he's trying to run from that so that he can suck up to the wealthy and powerful. He said, but he's still trying to maintain his image and make it look like he didn't break his promises. And he said, I'll contact my my connections, and we'll raise the rest of that money. I think he said that he'd raise a certain amount, and then some other people came forward and said, we'll match what the mayor gets. Well, the deadline was towards the end of May, and we were all excited. We're all, hey, this might work, that we might succeed here. And we might win, and then like a week and a half before the deadline, suddenly the mayor says, I don't have the money. So suddenly the money that the mayor was going to raise, gone. The matching money, gone. They're back to almost square one. Got around $5 million and needs about $17 million. So the deadline came and went, and the farmers were there, and maybe I should jump in and mention the farm for a moment. It's, haven't been there myself, seen a lot of video, a lot of photos. It's this amazing, green, beautiful patch of land in, you know, this really awful urban wasteland. Much of Los Angeles is urban wasteland. I think the further south and the further central you go, the worse it gets. Ironically, it seems that the excessive pollution in the poor parts of L.A. caused the plants to thrive. The excess CO2 in the air and in the pollution got sucked up by the plants and made them grow bigger and stronger than they might otherwise have. But no, I mean, it's largely a Latino population, a poor population. When you're living in a poor neighborhood, you don't have access to a lot of supermarkets. You know, your Ralphs and your Safeways decide, you know, we're going to make more money if we go to, you know, Brentwood or La Jolla or, you know, whatever rich part of town you're in. Or even middle-class part of town. But the poor parts of town, people end up having to buy their groceries at the liquor stores or drive very far. You know, some don't have cars, so you're taking the bus very far away to get to a grocery store to buy food. Or if you don't, then you're getting stuff that's really not that healthy. So, bam, healthy food, you're growing yourself. You know, there's always this talk by conservatives about, you know, the poor people being lazy and not willing to work. Well, they're working. This was giving them their own chance to make their own food. And it wasn't like, you know, and that land that the city owned, they were originally going to use it to build a trash incinerator. And people protested saying, we don't want a fucking trash incinerator here. So they said, well, all right, you guys can farm with it. But, you know, this became this community place, this place of, you know, health and nutrition. It was a safe place for kids because, you know, obviously you're living in the ghetto, not the safest place for kids to be wandering about. And, so to resume the story, end of May comes, money is dried up, farmers prepare to be evicted, but they vow they're going to fight, civil disobedience, they're not going to give up easy. And strangely, around this point, people start noticing. Starts getting media coverage, and media coverage was slowly building all this time. But, you know, suddenly all sorts of magazines are covering it, environmentalists are stepping forward, celebrities. I think, I think we got a couple of activist quasi-celebrities. You got your Ron Kovic, who was the subject of that movie, Born on the 4th of July, the Vietnam vet in a wheelchair. Julia Butterfly Hill, who's the environmental activist who was known for camping up in a tree to prevent the loggers from cutting down this ancient old-growth tree. Then you start to, I mean, there were even a few big names, and, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio apparently was a big supporter, and although I haven't seen much of him since he initially claimed that. My boss, Tom Morello, from Rage Against the Machine, was down there doing shows. Zach De La Rocha, also from Rage Against the Machine, was down there, although separately. time passed. Daryl Hannah ended up being the person getting the most publicity towards the end. Willie Nelson was at the farm the day before they tore it down. So you had the Trust for Public Lands, and then you had this very wealthy organization, the Annenberg Foundation, like in the last week came forward and said, we'll front a bunch of the money. And they put together a proposal. My understanding is the two of them put together a proposal and put it on Ralph Horowitz's desk the day before the eviction, saying, well, here's the $16.9 million. We'll pay it. And then on top of that, Willie Nelson was there the day before saying that if needed, Farm Aid, his organization, would step up and help out. And, apparently that wasn't enough. He wanted the farmers gone. And my guess is that he never intended to sell the land. That he threw out a number that he thought was too huge for anyone to actually pay. And when they finally got it, he was backed into a corner, sort of, and responded by saying, throw the guys out. And I mean, I wrote about this on my website. The guy gave some excuses for why he... basically, he seemed indignant that farmers were so ungrateful for being on his land rent-free all the time. Well, they weren't on there rent-free. They were disputing your right to own that land. That was a large chunk of that. And then... and then he also said, you know, that some of the people involved, that they made anti-Semitic remarks about him. And he couldn't sell land to them after doing that. So ungrateful. I wouldn't sell it for $50 million, he says. Well, I don't support anti-Semitism. I can understand being in a heated debate where you're going to get thrown off the land you use to feed your family. Perhaps you make some remarks that aren't right. Or in when in a movement like this where you have the people who work the farm and, you know, hundreds of other people who are involved, you might get somebody who's a wacko who spouts off something like that. And I really can't imagine that in America, if you were a Jewish businessman, that you hadn't been called worst, like, by your business associates in the attempt to make money. But probably in your regular business, you wouldn't turn down big amounts of cash because of an insult like that. I could be wrong. I just don't buy the way he expressed himself. He just sounds like an angry man. Angry that people would bother with, you know, people that he thinks he's better than the farmers. A lot of rich folks, the rich powerful folks, they really feel that they're better than other people. And that's the impression I get, is that he thinks he's better than these people. And how dare they? How dare these people who are beneath him? How dare they stand up? He's going to show them who's boss. So, Tuesday morning, L.A. County sheriffs came and threw everybody off the land. My friend Rosa, who I work with at Axis of Justice, she was arrested. They put her in handcuffs so tight she lost feeling in her hands, and part of the plea bargain that they had was put some looser handcuffs on Rosa. And as I talked to her yesterday, she said that she hadn't had feeling in one of her thumbs for 24 hours, so I'm hoping that was not permanent damage by a vindictive cop. And then Sam was part of Axis of Justice Los Angeles. I wrote about Sam on my blog before. He was a guy who got arrested for writing on the sidewalk with chalk at an anti-war protest. And writing on the sidewalk with chalk is not against the law. They arrested him anyway, which is a really interesting thing in itself. But apparently, once they'd thrown most of the people out of the farm, the people that weren't, you know, locked down or, you know, chained to a tree or up in a tree or something, Sam apparently snuck around, climbed a fence, ran into the farm, and once the cops finally saw him and started chasing him, he threw himself to a tree and chained himself to it. And they finally managed to, get him unlocked. And I guess he was kind of injured in the effort, and they took him to the hospital. But props to Sam, the action here. And I've been told that perhaps up to a third of the farm has been demolished and plowed under by bulldozers. The farmers don't have a lot of options right now. Last I'd heard, they had... they're filing some sort of lawsuit against Ralph Horowitz because while he did have the permit to evict the farmers, I guess by law you're not supposed to damage anyone's personal property that's on that land that you're evicting them from. And, you know, he was just destroying their crops, and they had, you know, tools and personal belongings and little structures they'd built to aid in the farming, and he was destroying those. So they're filing some sort of lawsuit trying to prevent that. And I guess there's some huge tree in the center of the farm plot, which is supposed to be protected by some sort of environmental laws. I guess when you get a tree that's a certain size, it's, I don't know, supposed to be protected for environmental reasons or something. So they're trying to work that as well. And they're going to be a big protest outside City Hall tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., 200 North Spring Street. If you want to call and tell the mayor he's a fucker and the city council person who's in charge of that area, maybe not call them fuckers. Maybe tell them that you want them to step in and do something about the farm situation. Although some people think that the city council person is part of the problem there. I think they were involved with Horowitz in taking over the land or throwing the farmers off or something. But, it's very frustrating. You know, we've worked on this, trying to support the farmers for months and months. And as I've said before, at least on, you know, when I wrote about it on the Axis of Justice site, that, so much of what activists do is fighting against bad ideas. Wars or racism or violence or exploitation of some kind. But we don't have as many chances to support things that are good ideas, and this was a fabulous example. There should be more of these. There should be more urban farms where people can help support themselves and come together as community and aid the environment and all that. But instead, no, it gets torn down. So, like I said, on my website, a lot of information, lyingmediabastards.com. The fight's not over, though I gotta admit I'm not that optimistic about chances for success. So I will talk more later on other subjects. Jake, Lying Media Bastards, here's some music. I'm here with Taylor. Say hello, Taylor.
Hey, everybody. It's good to be here.
And, gonna put on some music. This here is... The library that Taylor and I work at has a CD that's all live tracks of David Bowie that he's done at the BBC over the course of like 30, 40 years. And this is a track, one of his live recordings from the BBC from like, I don't know, 67, something like that. Was he performing even in 67? Do you know much about Bowie?
I think he was, but I had no idea we had this CD then.
It's called Bowie at the Beeb.
Actually, that might be a little early.
Yeah, maybe this is like 70-something. But this is a song called The Heat of the Morning, which is nice. It's not like a lot of his stuff. It's got a little bit of a funky twist to it. But, yeah, so I'm going to play the David Bowie in The Heat of the Morning. Be back more with more music and talking and stuff. As I said before, if you want to make a comment or a request, hop on your instant messenger. It's right to RadioactiveSD.
Stay alert and on fees, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the southpaw, split your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype when night fall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a group down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. Cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pacino, feel like the middle. Black Gambino, die like a hero. Living on shaky grounds, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the casket closed. No remorse when a life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of Mac. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, I attract attention, people like to be. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice. Ain't control of many, like I have told them many. Hang out with Stephen West, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no more in the shop, my gun is warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, I just hear some fear. Living life too close to the edge. Hoping that I know the ledge. No time to yawn, showers on, power's on. Late for school, I catch the train. Girl, set the style and whisper my name. I push up like an exercise. Check the intellect and inspect the thighs. Select the best one, pull it to the side. Keep it occupied for the rest of the ride. Read up my resume, she know I'm already cool. Just meet me after school. We can moan and groan until your mom come home. And you'll be calling me Aldo Capone. Sweat me, she didn't wanna let me loose. Come get me, as if you wanna sip the juice. Cause the streets will wait me, so I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up, in the puddle with blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind shine. I was shiver the whole night through.
girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I will shiver the whole night through.
It should be. In my mind, there is no doubt. My plan is a drag on our economy. I want to empower the wealthiest Americans because they want a better rate of return. And the poorest of Americans must be responsible. Much of our job growth will be found in the American military. But its goal is making money. Members of Congress, Vice President Cheney, as we gather tonight, we constitute an axis of evil. I came to this office to serve corporate.
music. Fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math. Fuzzy math. I'm practicing fuzzy math. A lot of times we need to fudge the numbers and not tell the truth. For diplomacy to be effective, lies must be credible. Damn.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Radioactive San Diego. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. That just there was our president and a band called Fuzzy Math doing a song called Fuzzy Math. Before that, we had an interesting pairing of tunes. First, we had I usually just read the songs straight in backwards order, but now I'm going to flop that. First, I played a song by the Levin Brothers called "In the Pines," and my friend Taylor has taken off. Thanks for coming by, Taylor. When I was playing that song, which was like a 1950s country ballad, like it was that old hillbilly style country. It was really cool. He said that, you know, I think Nirvana covered this. Didn't Nirvana do a song? And, like, we tried to figure out what Nirvana song it was. And we remembered that that Nirvana played a very similar-sounding song on their Unplugged album called Where Did You Sleep Last Night? I said, oh, Taylor, sorry, you're wrong. It was called Where Did You Sleep Last Night? And but that'd be a great thing to play right after this Levin's Brothers song, because they sound very similar. It'd be interesting, an interesting juxtaposition showing the historical links of songs. And then I realize as I'm playing the song, and after Taylor leaves, so I can't tell him, wait a minute, part of a refrain in the song is they say, in the pines, just like the song In the Pines that I played just before that. So I think if it's not, it might actually have been a cover. It might have been a variation. A lot of country songs do have some old historical roots, so perhaps that was a song that was older than both the Levin Brothers and Nirvana, and Nirvana chose an older version or revamped some version of it. So, intriguing. Before that, we had Morrissey doing Tomorrow, Refused, doing Rather Be Dead. This weekend, Sunday, at the Shea Cafe here in San Diego, there was a benefit concert against the Green Scare. The Green Scare for really even most a lot of progressive activists, I don't seem very aware of it. A lot of radical environmental activists who are being arrested and charged with huge sentences, huge crimes. Many of them didn't even do anything. And they're being held solely on the word of informants. People who, one of them is a heroin addict. Jesus, you don't go to a heroin addict for information if you really want correct information. But basically there's, you know, on the word of informants who are either afraid of facing jail time themselves or have shady pasts, as we can see with the heroin addict, they claim that these other activists they work with were involved in various acts of eco-sabotage. They're being, one of them, I know one, a fellow named Daniel McGowan, is being charged with crimes that, life in prison. I mean, he'll face life in fucking prison based on this shady evidence. I think a lot of it is they're putting these huge potential sentences on them in hopes that they'll just plead, say, okay, fine, I'm guilty of something, and then turn and give evidence to rope up other environmental activists. The environmental activist community has been trying to fight back against this. Apparently, the FBI has a name for this campaign. It was called Operation Backfire. Their attempt to arrest all these environmental activists. It's got a little bit of a COINTELPRO feel to it. It does. I mean, there are a few informants who've been identified who pretended to be activists. You know, people who were on the payroll, went and pretended to be activists. They're, you know, gathering information and occasionally trying to provoke more radical and illegal acts so that they could arrest more people. It's really pretty awful. But this past weekend was the International Weekend of Resistance to the Green Scare. It was called for by a fellow named Jeff Lures, whose nickname is Free, who was put in jail. He did commit an act of eco-sabotage, eco-vandalism, whatever you want to call it. He was very careful that there were no people around, but he burned a number of SUVs in order to try to make a statement about global warming, and was arrested and sentenced to something ridiculous. I don't know his exact sentence, but like 30 years in prison for burning 3 cars. You know, I think if you raped somebody, you'd be out in 8. But he's remained a very steadfast environmental activist to the best of his ability while in prison. He called for this weekend. Before it had been sort of the during this weekend was the Free Day, an international day of action to free the guy nicknamed Free, and by this time they turned it into a support for all green scare victims. If you want more information, go to greenscare.org to find out about what's going on and how you can help. That story came from. I saw a concert this weekend that to raise awareness about, raise money for the Green Scare victims. And one of the bands, a band called Attrition, covered that Refused song, which I think is a great song. Also, I wish I had some stuff by them, but a band called Requiem played. They were the headliners. I thought they were very good. They were a hardcore band with a violinist. If any of you know me, you know that I'm a fan of songs with strings in them. Oh, wait, it looks like I have 2 songs by Requiem here on the studio computer. I will have to play one of these. So the Attrition played the Refuse song. Requiem was also a mixed-gender band. Now, I know there are a lot of hardcore political bands who... I guess I do know why. I was going to say, I don't know why all political bands tend to be hardcore or punk these days, but I think it's because of the anger and passion. Most of them, you know, despite their firm adherence to principles against racism, sexism, homophobia, and then also, you know, sort of consumerism and destruction of the environment and capitalism and blah, 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 many of them are just men. I don't see a whole lot of female hardcore bands of this political type or bands of mixed gender, so I was happy to see that Requiem had men and women in it. Refuse song, I'm getting very confused. Played Eric B. and Rakim, Juice Know the Ledge, and then I think we started that off with David Bowie in the Heat of the Morning. Before I get more confused, I'm going to play this Requiem song. Let me turn off whatever it is I'm playing now, some instrumental thingy. And then, this is going to be Requiem doing Unleash Hell. So, yeah, actually, we have 2 choices. Maybe I'll play both. Maybe I'll play only one. We have one song here called Storm Heaven. Another song here called Unleash Hell. What do you think? Flip a coin. Let's go with Storm Heaven. That's a more interesting title. I'm Jake, Lime Media Bastards. Here's music.
and it don't make no sense. Pork chops and onion gravy, pretty girls gonna drive me crazy, and it's gonna kill me by and by. So I step down on a banana peel and hurt my own damn feelings. Ain't nobody's business but mine. Pork chops and onion gravy, pretty girls gonna drive me crazy, and it's gonna kill me by and by.
We'll be right back.
edition of the Lying Media Bastards radio show. I'm Jake. For more information about the site, about the show, hear old shows, hear, read my political ranting stuff, go to lyingmediabastards.com. And I really should have mentioned on today's show the supreme disappointment that Karl Rove is not being indicted for the CIA leaks, because he's a bad man. I think he deserves some time in the lion cage, at the very least. Oh, who was I playing there? That was Pennywise doing God Bless the USA, God Help the USA, God Save the USA. Where they had some Ministry, Baltimore Music Club, two songs from Requiem, etc. Thanks for listening. I should be back next week. Blah, 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 blah.